Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Deep behind enemy lines, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Flood, sitting in for Alex Jones today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Alex should be back on Thursday. Thank you so much for joining us. We have large stacks of news you are not getting anywhere else. All the news fit to suppress, as I like to say. Several guests on the Second Amendment coming up here in just a minute or two. And I wanted to spend at least a couple of minutes here in this segment cleaning up some of your calls, taking more of your calls, and then we're going to go for the next 50 minutes with two Second Amendment right activists, both Richard Pearson from the Illinois State Rifle Association and Aaron Zellman from Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, who, by the way, have a move to get rid of the BATF, which I think is admirable. Let's go back to the phones. Ken in New Jersey, thank you for patiently holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, how are you?
Very good.
Good. Okay, I have a couple questions and comments. My voice is not what it should be today, so bear with me.
Okay.
First of all, I just got a lot of his videos, and I've been watching a few of them, and I have a couple of comments to make. One thing was he said that fluoride is deadly. That's a minor question I have. I'd like to see some more information that backs that up, because there's so much, you know, mainstream, you know, information that would contradict that, and I don't, you know, dismiss what he's saying, but I'd like to be able to back it up so when I show other people I can confirm that.
Right, you have to be clear that there are two kinds of fluoride, and one is actually a byproduct of aluminum. That is the deadly neurotoxin and poison.
Okay.
And, of course, there is a famous quote from Hitler that says, if you want to dumb down the masses, give them fluoride.
All right. And the other one is a little bit bigger issue, is that he claims that, as long as I didn't misunderstand him, that global warming is not real, and that it's just a cycle of the Earth. Now, I do know that there are cycles in climate of the Earth, but I'd need a lot of information also to back that up.
Well, look, I mean, this is what you have to understand. Of course, none of us are scientists here, so we're laymen. We try to do the best we can. One thing we understand, though, is that the environmentalist industry is a multi-billion dollar industry run by some of the top globalists in the world, including Prince Philip and the Windsor family.
Sure, so, and I know about that. I'm
sure.
Familiar with that.
So so you have to take anything they say, and to put it lightly, with a grain of salt. Though I happen to fall into the camp with Alex Jones on this one. I think that global warming has been made up in order to, again, socialize and regulate industry to a point where, some of the regulations are good, certainly. Some of them aren't good. When it handcuffs a company, specifically here in the United States, what they do, man, is they just move to Mexico. So we lose jobs out of it. And it does, in a sense, break down America, and I think that that's why some of us are strongly opposed to the language.
Right. Well, I don't doubt the conclusion that he makes with saying that it can be used in a negative way, but my question is, does he think that the pollution that we're spewing out doesn't have any effect on the climate? That's really my
question. Yeah, if you look at a volcano, for instance, it puts up more carbon monoxide, potentially, than a lot of the cars driving on the road today. And that's been going on now for, millions of years.
Right.
Again, considering the source that a lot of the environmentalists and global warming information comes from, I'm extremely skeptical of it. That's all.
Yeah.
Anything
else? Another thing that I have to ask.
Man, everybody's calling in, hitting me up on Alex Jones information. You sound like a bit of a debunker yourself, or you're just curious.
Well, no, actually, most of what he says I pretty much agree with, so I don't want to give the wrong message. But
sure.
I essentially agree with all the gist of everything he's saying, just those minor points.
Go ahead. What's your final point here?
Final thing is, on one of the other videos, he mentioned how the buildings fell faster than the speed of gravity. I'd like to question that, first of all, because
as fast as the speed of gravity.
Yeah, because that's obviously not possible.
Hey, listen to tomorrow's show with Eric Hubschmidt, because we're going to be talking about 9/11 extensively for about 2 hours tomorrow, and that would be a great time to call in and re-ask that question. We're going to come right back with Richard Pearson from Illinois State Rifle Association. Stay tuned.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are going to move forward into some serious Second Amendment issues. Second Amendment is part of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, if you're not taking notes. You should know that. Richard Pearson is our guest. He's the executive director, Illinois State Rifle Association. There's a lot of action in Illinois I want to talk about. And, of course, so goes Illinois. So goes the rest of the country. We found that quite often. So it's important to kind of follow what is going on in the individual states with gun laws. Here in Texas, we had 9 new pro-gun laws last year. Tells you why I like living in Texas. Richard Pearson, thank you for joining us on the Alex Jones Show today.
Hey, my pleasure.
Good to have you. The top issue is the FOID fee and the FOID processing, the FOID cards. Start us out for people who don't know what that means. Tell us what that is.
Well, in 1968, Illinois passed the Firearm Owner's Identification Card. So if you're going to own, possess, or handle a firearm on a regular basis, well, you have to have a FOID card. And what's been happening is the state is mandated by the legislature, the state police, to handle the FOID cards, and they've been dragging their feet. And they have been up to 120 days late, but the law requires them to issue one or deny one or do something with it within 30 days. So we've introduced a law that if passed would fine the state police $100 a day for every day past 30 days they don't issue the card, and they would have to pay damages to anybody who lost a hunting trip or anything else. If they didn't get the FOID card.
Oh, what about, I guess people will still have their guns without their firearms owner's identification card, and if an intruder indeed broke into their house and they shot that person and they didn't have a FOID card because the police have been moving so slow, would they be, I guess, prosecuted for manslaughter or murder?
Yeah, well, they would at least be prosecuted for not having a FOID card, which is rather severe. And the rest would be up to what happened. But
what's behind this, Richard? Why are the police moving so slow? I mean, is this by design, or is it just more incompetence and bureaucracy? Have you figured out what's behind this?
Well, I personally believe it's by design. They laid off over half of the staff that issues cards, and this always happens. Then they get behind, and then the governor comes out and makes a big deal about bringing in extra people to help the backlog when he created it in the first place.
What about the constitutionality of even having to have a card to own a firearm?
Well, under Illinois Constitution, we have a little section which says the Second Amendment subject to police powers. Now, no one exactly knows what that means yet, but that gives them and the state police a avenue to meddle with people's Second Amendment rights in Illinois. So that's something that we always have to deal with, and something we have to deal with in Illinois.
You know, Illinois, I guess, is moving into the direction of Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York, specifically with Chicago. Do you feel it's on the horizon, Richard, that it will be illegal to own a gun, that there will be massive gun confiscations in Illinois if you guys don't stay above board here?
Well, I think that that is entirely possible, but I want to tell you that the NRA and the Illinois State Rifle Association actually did get 3 pro-gun laws passed the last year. So
it seems that the majority is more with you guys.
At the moment, that is correct, but we have to keep it that way.
Going back again to the FOID card, because again, I want to take people through the process. You want to have a gun, you're going to have a firearms owner identification card. Of course, there's many charges for this. And, you know, the gun lobbyists are now fuming because the state police have been so slow at processing these FOID applications. Give us a sense on how long it would take you to legally have and use a firearm in Chicago or in Illinois.
Well, in Illinois, it would take somewhere between 8 and 12 weeks right now. You would have to apply. You have an application. Then the state police run a background check, similar to a NICS check for all those in other states. And if you pass that, then you would be issued the card. When you purchase a firearm, then a recheck is done on that, and on that card, and a new NICS check is initiated. And but it's fairly quick, actually, because we've controlled the price on. They're only allowed to charge $3 for a NICS check in Illinois.
What does the other side say, Richard, that they need this time in order to make sure that terrorists aren't getting guns or criminals aren't getting guns? I mean, what is their excuse here?
They don't have one.
They haven't even bothered to give you a lame excuse, just to make something up.
That's right.
You've also got, is it Governor how do you pronounce his name?
Blagojevich,
not an easy name to pronounce. He announced in this election year that he wanted to end competitive shooting and gun collecting in Illinois. I mean, that's outrageous.
Well, that's essentially what House Bill 2414 would do if it passed in Illinois. And it became part of his State of the State message, but it was not really well received.
We should also mention that Mayor Richard Daley is in on this as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. He is probably the primary pusher of anti-gun stuff in Illinois.
You know, if they tried to do this here in Texas, I think there'd be a mob surrounding the statehouse in an hour. How is that they can announce this and still have any political support whatsoever?
Well, they always announce it in the city of Chicago. And this is like any other big city, eastern big city. The Chicago machine controls everyone and everyone who is a member.
And this gun ban or this gun regulation, again, to end competitive shooting and gun collecting, I mean, how do they plan to pull that off? Have you dissected the legislation?
Well, they would There's confiscation involved in it, and so they could do that. They could run back and check your records and see the problem is with a FOID card. They know who all the gun owners are.
That's right. So they've got a database of all the gun owners. If your FOID card, I guess, elapses, do they come knock on your door, Richard, and say, we'd like to have your gun? You have not applied for your recent FOID card?
That has actually happened, yes. It happens particularly in the city of Chicago, not elsewhere.
You know, here's the amazing thing. Again, we're with Richard Pearson, Executive Director, Illinois State Rifle Association, and their website is www.isra.org. If you live in Illinois, you really need to get on board with these guys. If you don't live in Illinois, you might want to take a look at what they're doing because it's setting a number of precedents. You know, here's what's, I guess, ironic, Richard, is that criminals don't use FOID cards when they rob banks and shoot people. They don't apply for FOID cards. They get black market guns off the street. They use them. But if I want to collect a gun or hunt or protect my family, I'm going to be taken through the ringer by the government.
Well, that's correct. One of the things that they forget to mention, too, is that there are 1,200 firearms out of the Chicago police evidence locker that have disappeared but are suddenly reappearing on the street again. They have a hard time explaining that.
You want to take a stab at it?
Well, gee, who would have access? And certainly no policeman would sell those things, would they?
No, because all police are above board. None of them have ever been found to be corrupt. And we should just trust the police and their administrators and the bureaucrats. We should just trust them.
Exactly.
Because they've done so good for us in the past.
Yes.
You know what's funny also here, I guess not really funny as much as it speaks very loudly to the times we live in. We have a Republican-controlled House, a Republican-controlled Senate, a Republican-controlled judiciary, and obviously a Republican in the White House. Yet it seems like there is more gun confiscation, more gun grabbing than ever before. I mean, how do Republicans or conservatives reconcile this?
Well, I think that there are some people who are conservative in the Republican Party anyway, and in the Democratic Party too, but there's also a liberal wing of each party, and they're trying to gain control of the efforts in each party.
Yeah. You know, when I was at the conventions in New York and I heard the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Das Gruppenführer speech about what it meant to be a Republican, those are great words. It's just too bad he doesn't follow up on that. I mean, in his city of San Francisco, they have banned the outright ownership of firearms, period.
Well, that's correct. But, you know, words are one thing, deeds are another.
That's exactly right. And then, of course, we get to the issue of 50 caliber weapons and ammunition, something that everybody seems to agree we should ban. Though, I guess if Al-Qaeda is going to be charging our shores, I mean, wouldn't it be handy to have a 50 cal?
Well, that's true, but, you know, when you present these people with the statistics on the 50 caliber, BMG is primarily what they're talking about, although in Illinois the net has gone so wide that it would ban rifle slugs for deer hunting and so forth and so on. You find that those firearms have seldom been used in a crime. I actually know of only one. It was in Colorado, and a policeman did it.
Let's not let the facts get in the way here, though, Richard.
No. Facts are a stumbling block to what we want to accomplish, right?
What are you guys trying to do with Blago, and what are you trying to do with these FOID cards? What is your plan of action?
Well, there is a bill being presented that will just simply do away with the FOID card. But more importantly is we are working very hard to get a new governor in Illinois, and so if we get that accomplished, things will be all right, at least for a while.
I mean, you would think that if this was used correctly in a political fashion, in a public relations fashion, that this would be the end for Blago.
Well, there's a lot of reasons that he might come to an end. But,
of course, we have to ask ourselves, how did Richard Daley stay in business all this long?
Well, last I heard, there were 28 federal investigators in the Chicago City Hall investigating, can you believe, corruption in the city? It's hard to believe that they would have that.
No, corruption in Chicago?
Yeah.
That's the first I've heard of that, Richard.
First I've heard of it, too.
Right.
I didn't know that.
But, I mean, obviously, if this gets out, I don't know if you're getting on the local talk radio stations, if you're really getting to appeal, especially to the more rural and conservative people of Illinois, that this is a major problem. Let me ask you that when we come back. We got another 10 minutes with Richard Pearson, Executive Director, Illinois State Rifle Association. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood. Mudd sitting in for Alex Jones, GCN Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Laze Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Executive Director, Illinois State Rifle Association, taking on both Mayor Daley and Governor Blago, as they call him. That doesn't sound a bit draconian in itself. A guy named Blago, nicknamed Blago, that just sounds a little funny to me. But they're taking on their local and city governments in order to ban these FOID cards, again, Firearms Owners Protection or Identification Cards, sorry, and to, of course, legalize the firearms that you own for hunting and for collecting. It appears that is something, that is a right that has to be protected. Thanks to the good people at the Illinois State Rifle Association, that is being done in Illinois. They're fighting rather hard. I'm going to take a few calls on this subject before we get done with Richard. In the last segment, Richard, I asked you if you're getting local press. I found in some instances that it's very difficult for NRA or local gun advocates to get local press. Of course, we're supposed to have a liberal media. I guess maybe that explains it. Sometimes they don't even take your money to run ads on local radio stations. Have you had any problems in that direction?
Well, yes, we have, but we are, the word is getting out, and we're doing a lot of radio interviews and that sort of thing. And, of course, the Internet's been a great help. It's actually starting to erode, I think, the liberal newspapers because people are turning to other news sources.
Did you hear this recently just happened maybe about 4 or 5 months ago? I read this in the mainstream news. Mike Wallace from 60 Minutes, who is Chris Wallace's dad at Fox News, we all remember Mike Wallace. He has actually been banned by CBS to even discuss or cover any stories related to firearms because he has been found not to be an honest broker. He is a backer of the Brady Bill. He makes speeches at these Brady Bill conferences, and he's obviously biased, so they have taken his right away to even discuss firearms on 60 Minutes or on CBS.
That's true, although I believe his son Chris is somewhat different.
No, and I've met Chris. It's funny, you know, they always say that your children are the opposite of you, and at least on face value, Chris looks like a staunch conservative. His dad is a very open liberal, though that could all be an illusion, you understand, Richard. They could be playing WWF with us, of course. Let's talk to Troy in Florida, who I believe had a question for Richard Pearson, our guest. Troy, thank you for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, Jack. How are you today? How
very
are
good.
You, Richard?
Fine. How are you?
This card, I don't own a firearm, but after what happened in New Orleans this past year with the Katrina fiasco, I live here down in Florida, and I have every intention of getting a firearm, because if you look and see what happened down there, they did not protect the people whatsoever.
That's right.
They sent the military in, kept the water from the people, all this stuff. My question is on this card. Is it? I don't know much about the card, but isn't this just a way to keep tabs on who owns guns so when it comes time to disarm the American citizens, they can use that?
That's exactly it, isn't it, Richard?
Well, yes, it is. And, you know, there's been a call for a national FOID card by some liberal groups, and I tell everyone across the country to resist that as much as you possibly can, because it is a bad idea, and we would all like to see it go away. But I think it's only Illinois, Massachusetts, and Cuba that has that.
Cuba, of course. Well, Troy makes a good point using Katrina as a reference. You know, when the proverbial poop hits the fan, Richard, you know, you're going to need that firearm to protect your water and your food and your family when there are roving gangs of criminals in a lawless society like that. I mean, of course, if the government had their way and if Illinois had their way, we wouldn't be able to protect ourselves. We'd be marching to the Superdome and waiting for the government to protect us. Of course, that is not their initiative at all. It is not even part of their job, so to speak, to protect us.
Well, no. Actually, most laws require the citizens to protect the government, not the other way around.
Thanks for the call, Troy. Jason in Maryland also had a question for Richard Pearson. Jason, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, guys. I live in Maryland now. I'm from Illinois, and I have a lot of family there, most of whom own firearms. My uncle is actually one of the better shooters for the Winchester Sportsman Shooting Rifle Association. I was wondering if you had made contact with, I think you might get a lot of backers. In southern Illinois, there's a company, an affiliate of Winchester called Olin, and I was wondering if you were familiar with that and if you had maybe tapped that resource.
We're very familiar with Olin, yes, and I have talked to those people.
Are they working with you? Are they helping you guys out at all?
Oh, sure.
What we have a lot of listeners, of course, in Illinois. What would you like them to do? Again, let's give out your website. It is www.isra.org, isra.org, or you can simply Google Illinois State Rifle Association. Look, if you're in Illinois, please help these people out. They're trying to help you, and it's very admirable, Richard. I know it's not easy, but you keep the faith.
All right.
Thanks for being on the program today. We're going to come right back. Stay on this subject with Aaron Zellman, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. We'll go back to your calls. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
To back down. That is becoming more and more apparent. I got to tell you, you know, I'm a radio talk show host, but I'm also an activist. And the two are not supposed to go together. We just talked about Mike Wallace. He's an activist for gun control. Okay, I happen to be an activist for the Second Amendment. I have to be an activist for the Constitution. And I got to tell you, folks, it is fun. It's fun to get out there and change things. It's not so fun to sit on your couch and worry and stress out because the world is going to hell in a handbasket with a racing stripe on it. So I really encourage you to support the guests we're having on the program today. There is nothing more important than the Second Amendment. Of course, the Second Amendment gives you the ability to hang on to the rest of your rights, your constitutional rights. Without that, of course, as we know, tyrants loved unarmed peasants. On that note, I want to bring in Aaron Zellman. He is the director of Jews for the Preservation of Firearm Ownership. Right now, there is a special at Infowars.com. You can get the video by Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership that is called Innocence Betrayed, and an InfoWars t-shirt together, $44.95 for both the video and the t-shirt. I have the particular t-shirt, Mass Murderers Agree Gun Control Works. I'm wearing it right now, appropriately enough. Let's bring up Aaron Zellman. Aaron, thank you for joining us on the program. You know, I've wanted to have you on my show for a long time, so this is a privilege for me to have you on today.
Well, my pleasure, Jack. I'm glad to be with you.
Good to have you. Well, we just talked to Richard Pearson with the Illinois State Rifle Association. He was telling us about the FOID cards and how, of course, the government is keeping track of all of our guns. A number of listeners made some extremely intelligent points that they're keeping track of all this so they know where to go, whose door to knock on when they want these guns back.
Well, there's nothing new about that.
No.
I mean, we did a whole video on
that. Tell
going
us
back over 100 years of governments doing that. You know, they all go to the same, I jokingly say, but they all go to the same school to learn how to be a dictator. Because it's the same program.
Right.
It's the same procedure.
Well, as you say,
each and every dictatorship, they want to know where the guns are.
As you say, a playbook that's been used for hundreds of years now.
Sure.
What is
whether it's gun control or sword control or crossbow control, it's the same thing.
What situation are we in now? How well have we done here in this 21st century, the new millennium? Where do we stand on gun control? Of course, the point has to be made that we have a conservative government, at least in theory, a Republican-controlled government, yet the gun grabbing continues.
Well, I would debate the point that I don't think we have a conservative government at all. I think we...
The operative word there, Aaron, was in theory.
In theory, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, to me, we've come to the point of there's darn little difference between the two. Now, the rhetoric is different, but the laws or the lack of abolishing bad laws, nothing really has changed. And I think where are we at right now? I think we're at a very dangerous point because... The government has achieved something it's wanted to do for a long time. Make the populace, not willing to fight, to be apathetic. And I think that's very dangerous. I think that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, and of course.
And I think that they're so arrogant, they feel like they've already won.
I mean, it's really quite a conundrum when they tell us that there's a terrorist behind every bush, yet they don't want us to have firearms.
Well, it does make you wonder, to say the least, as to either they are not logical or they are very evil in their intent.
So overall, if you had to, I mean, it's difficult because, of course, this is a state issue. Would you agree with that, Aaron? I mean, it's a constitutional issue, but it seems to be handled differently state by state. Of course, here in Texas, so I think we're doing quite well. Though if you look at California, New York, Washington, D.C., and now Chicago and a few others, they're not doing very well. How would you rate the country overall on being able to, again, hold on to our Second Amendment here?
Well, first of all, we have a different position. We don't think that the Second Amendment is really a constitutional issue or a guaranteed right.
Why is that?
Well, I think the perspective we take is that you don't want to have a contractual right to be able to defend your life.
So in other words, it's a God-given right.
It's a God-given right. You were born with the right to be able to kill those who are coming to kill you.
That makes way too much sense, actually,
now,
Aaron.
So I think that people who claim they have a constitutional right are really shortchanging themselves.
Well, and you make a good point, because those that would have us sign on to gun control use the Second Amendment against us in the fact that a well-regulated militia being necessary to secure a free state and the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I believe the excuse they're using, Aaron, is that we have a National Guard now, the state can protect you, they are a well-regulated, or they are a militia, so to speak, and that somehow supersedes the people's rights to keep and bear arms. Have you heard that one?
Therein lies the fraud. That's why I think it's important for people to take the position that they have a natural right, a God-given right, to defend their life, whether there's a Second Amendment or not, whether it's a Constitution or not. And I think that's the argument people have to take forward. at least people who were serious about keeping themselves armed and staying alive. Those that don't wish to take that argument forward are, you know, they pretty much they're waving a white flag.
Yeah.
And they're saying, well, we really don't care anymore.
What ended up happening in San Francisco? Last I checked, Aaron, there were measures being taken for an all-out firearms ban in San Francisco. What exactly is the state of affairs there now? How has that rolled through?
Well, as best as I understand it, they're banning the ownership of handguns for sure. You have to keep them outside the city limits. I haven't followed it very closely, only because JPFO does not get involved in legislative issues. And we have spent an awful lot of time and effort in all states trying to give people the essential knowledge they need to stand up to the arrogance of the bureaucracy. But I think that it wouldn't surprise me if they've already said, well, you can't have guns at all in the city of San Francisco. But I think that's just that shows how fearful they are of an armed citizenry.
Well, of course.
You don't make an issue out of someone having a gun unless you fear them. And I think that the chickens are coming home to roost. The government is, in all states, all cities, its federal government, has spent more than it has coming in. And the House of Cards is about to collapse. So naturally, you would want the peasants to be disarmed.
Well, sure, and we understand that, though. Of course, there's a lot of, I hate to fall into this trap with you, Aaron, but should I call it liberal disinformation that tells us that guns kill, people don't, and if we take the guns off the street, we'll have less gun violence, even though every fact has shown that to be exactly wrong?
Well, you know...
And are the criminals handing over their guns? I guess that's the big question.
You know, I'm going to answer you a different way than you might expect.
All right.
Words kill. It is words used by dictators that make other people want to kill people. So guns or no guns, it really is words. And the people who use the words most often are people who are left of center, who are full of hate and arrogance, and they are the ones who are the most dangerous. It is their words, which is all the more reason for people to be armed.
That makes a lot of sense. Talk to me about reasonable victim disarmament. There was a case in San Francisco. A woman, I believe, was trying to protect herself in her home. Are you familiar with the story? It's on your website.
Well, in fact, we did a story about it. We sent it out to people. It was a good example of where a woman was, in fact, she could depend upon the police to protect her.
She had an unlawful concealed firearm, apparently.
Right. And the person who wrote the article sort of had it right until she got to the point talking about where guns do have to be controlled, and at which at that point she lost her credibility. Or maybe she's still credible, but she has no idea what she is talking about. But the example is another it's a great example, and we show it in a book we have called Dial 911 and Die. Where we've taken every state in the union and given people the essential case law and state law, showing them how they have no right to police protection, and to share that with the people that live with them and within the state. So the situation there is that people need to, if you want to end the insanity of people claiming you don't need a gun to defend yourself, you can call the police, dial 911. By all means, take the knowledge that comes from the book, Dial 911 and Die, and shove it in the face of every politician and every police chief and ask them one question. Why do you cover up the truth?
What's the answer to the question?
Well, they have to answer the question as to why they cover up the truth.
You want them to answer.
We're the ones asking the question.
But yeah, sure, they need to answer the question.
The police chief knows he has no legal obligation to defend people.
You know, And here's
so why does he cover it up?
Here's a case of a woman. She had a restraining order against her stalker. California gun laws are complicated, to say the least. She believed, based on that predicate, that she could carry a concealed firearm. To what, folks? Not to go out and murder innocent people, but to protect herself from a stalker. What ended up happening to this particular woman? She didn't get caught by the stalker, but they did, I guess, put her in a state of fear because she can't protect herself.
Correct.
How much of this is going on around the country, Aaron? I'm sure you have thousands of these.
Tens of thousands of cases like that on a daily basis. Again, because the police and the politicians cover up the truth. They don't want the American people to know the truth, that the American people have no legal right to police protection.
And we saw that
in... When you dial 911, plan on dying.
And we saw that again in the Katrina disaster in New Orleans, where they were actually confiscating a lot of guns. The image is burned in my mind, Aaron. I don't know if you saw the old lady who was dragged out, put in a FEMA truck, and taken to a FEMA camp because she had a firearm.
Well, that one I did not see, but I know that we referred to the whole in New Orleans going on as the brown shirting of New Orleans, because what the government was doing there is exactly what Nazis would do. They wanted to take guns away from people and make them defenseless, claiming that they were going to make them safer. It's the same old lie. Simply the same old lie over and over and over again.
I got to bring this up to you again. Aaron Zellman, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, jpfo.org, and their video, Innocence Betrayed, is available at Infowars.com. We'll be giving out the phone numbers and any appropriate information so you can get that. There is a special today at Infowars with a T-shirt and the video, Innocence Betrayed. Excellent, excellent work. I've got to ask you about this, Aaron. Boot campaign taking off. You take exception to the BATFE?
Do we take exception?
Yes.
To dishonesty and criminality?
Yes.
Yeah, we do take exception.
What?
It's called Boot the BATFE. That's Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. We have some incriminating material that the American public was never meant to see. It's a video showing a so-called BATF expert trying to make a malfunctioning semi-auto rifle fire full auto, and then claiming that because it fired twice in a row with one pull of the trigger, it was a machine gun. They tried to take an innocent American, ruin his life, throw him in prison. They've been doing this for years
yes.
now. And there are innocent people sitting in jails, prisons, who shouldn't be there. The Republican Party doesn't give a damn, by the way, and people need to come to grips with that.
That's right.
Immediately. They've got to just get their head out of the sand about Republicans are not our friends. They are our enemies, avowed enemies. And if you look at all the evidence we put on our website, much of it is free to download, by the way. The articles, the interviews, the congressional, the report that was done by the CRS, the Congressional Research Service, finally admits that there's been no clear and scientific method for testing firearms, and it's been done at the whim of the local agents, the field agents, who then present themselves as experts in court, and the judges are too stupid to know the facts, and the jury apparently doesn't know the facts either. Or the judges are more corrupt than I think they are, and they don't want to know the truth. They just want to increase their pension by helping people go to prison.
And you go on to say that we must also adopt the attitude that anyone, that is anyone who supports, defends, or apologizes for the BATFE or any for any reason should be given the boot as well. You guys are actually running a massive campaign to get rid of the BATFE, and of course, you've been getting a lot of hate mail for doing this?
We've been getting some of it. We're running the campaign in the Washington Times and Shotgun News. It'll be distributed at the SHOT Show. We're working up new ads to keep the campaign fresh. We've been getting a good financial support from our dues-paying members at JPFO. So if you see one of the ads, thank a JPFO
yeah.
member for it.
I'm trying to think of one.
We're trying to help people. Seriously, long story short, we're trying to help people understand what the problem is, and what has to be done, and how our friends in Congress are not our friends at all.
Well, I wanted to go there as well. I mean, you said that the Republicans are our enemies, but that is, of course, assuming that the Democrats, we know the Democrats are our enemies on this issue of the Second Amendment.
But at least they're honest about it.
Yeah, well, they're honest.
Many people look upon the Democrats as communists, but communists are honest. They always tell you what their agenda is. They're more than happy to take two steps forward, one step back, but they've made progress. The Republicans, from my perspective, quite frankly, are cowards. And you never know what a coward's going to do. You never know when they're going to sell you out.
Yeah. This is what kills me, Aaron, is that people actually vote. They go vote on the one issue of gun rights, thinking that automatically conservatives and Republicans are going to defend that right for them, when that's exactly the opposite of what's really going on.
Well, considering that the Republicans have been in charge for a number of years, yeah, in Congress, and the criminal activities of the DATF have not been curtailed, someone has to explain to me what their interpretation of friendship is.
How well-funded is the anti-gun lobbyist as opposed to the pro-gun lobbyist? I mean, can you match up their budgets at all and see who's more powerful?
Well, you know, if we could reach 60 million gun owners and wake them up, we could surpass their budget.
Why is
but that?
That
seems to be the biggest problem.
Yeah.
A lot of gun owners are just...
Why is that?
Why
don't gun owners care about gun rights? Why don't people who drive cars care about the freedom that you should have driving your car? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense, Aaron.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a psychologist, but it makes you wonder just if people, you know, someone won't defend their rights, and should they even complain about having the right? I mean, if someone won't pony up some money
to
keep gun ownership alive, then they must think their whole gun collection is worth $5.
Yeah. It's, again, a real naive assumption that Republicans automatically protect your right to keep and bear arms. We're going to come back more with Aaron Zellman, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. You're listening to Alex Jones' program, GCN Radio Network. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Aaron Zellman with us. Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Their website is www.jpfo.org. Jpfo.org. Currently, there is a major special on their video, Innocence Betrayed, which will come with a Alex Jones t-shirt. I'm actually wearing one of those t-shirts right now. If you want more information, certainly go to Infowars.com. I believe there is an icon up where you can immediately locate this video, Innocence Betrayed. Also, you can give us a call at 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can simply write Alex Jones, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, all of that information at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Aaron, I want to take a call or two. I know we're limited in time with you, but I want to try to get callers in if we can.
What a call, if I could just mention something.
Sure.
To give people a better grasp of what the documentary is all about that you're selling, it shows the connection between gun control and genocide. And it goes back over 100 years of different genocides, showing the registration laws have led to confiscation. And so it's a very good tool for showing to people who think gun control is wonderful and changing their minds.
Yeah, I mean, we really have to take a look back in history to really understand the concept. And I've seen the film, and it does an excellent job of that. You know, I would hedge to bet if you have friends out there that are liberal, that are against gun ownership, this would be really the perfect video to show them. It will really open their eyes. And if you have friends who are Republican, you need to really nudge them and ask them, what have the Republicans done for you lately? I think would be a good question to ask.
Let's, a short answer.
Yeah, and get an answer, too, by the way. Yeah, Matt is in Austin, Texas, calling into the Alex Jones Show. Matt, we got you up with Aaron Zellman. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Jack, how you doing? Can you hear me all right?
You're good.
Okay, that's exactly what I was going to say. But first, we were going over some of Sarah Brady's quotes. We were doing some segment for the Revere Show. And basically her quotes, that some of them are a lot of contradictory to each other, but one of her quotes is, our goal is total disarmament. And basically, to have a socialist disarmed population, and also as far as the to tell the conservatives, even if you think Bush is an angel, do you want this infrastructure and this, you know, precedent set up for when Hillary's in office,
or when 100 years from now somebody is in office, another Hitler, let's say?
Well, also, and to tell for the liberals, you know, that are starting to wake up and believe that Bush is becoming a fascist dictator. Ask them, do they want to be disarmed under that system? Is that the place they want to their pants?
Yeah, good points, Matt. Thanks for the call. Aaron, you want to comment on that? I mean, obviously you just said a minute ago that liberals come out and tell you what they want. They want everybody to give up their guns immediately. He was commenting on Sarah Brady quotes.
Yeah, I think that the gentleman has a pretty good grasp of what has to be told to people. I would add some caution about that Sarah Brady quote. I have seen people who have claim it's right and claim it's wrong. I do some more. I'd look into it a little more.
Let's hit up Wyatt in Maryland, who's holding for Aaron Zellman. Wyatt, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Jack. Hey. How you doing, Mr. Zellman?
Fine, yourself?
Look, I'm really happy you get what you guys do. I think it's terrific. Let me make a statement. It's not a question, it's a statement. And just bear with me a second. The misconception, Mr. Zellman, by the way, I congratulate you for not using the word firearms, except in the presentation of the name of your group. You've said guns throughout your entire guest spot here, which is correct. Hold me over, please.
Can we hold you over, Aaron? You want to stay for one more segment, a couple of more minutes with us? Do you have the time?
A couple more minutes.
We got you maybe 7 or 8 more minutes. One more segment with Aaron Zellman, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Gun ownership is why it points out. Third hour of the Alex Jones Show coming up right after this. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back in about 70 seconds.
Yeah.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.